Welcome to Good Company for Wednesday, April the 6th, and we're going to be talking about walking, tiny cars, and we've got some words of encouragement for you today. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. You're listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and today's a whole bunch of national days of National Student Athlete Day. So, student athletes, way to go. You did it. We are in April, so for the high school athletes, we are still in the middle of some season. So, hang in there. I know it's been an exciting year where you actually got to play your sports. How wonderful is that? I mean, watching my nephew now play basketball after a year where it was a struggle. Is the game happening? Is it not? Is, you know, it was just all over the map. And now it's so fun just to see kids playing sports again. Kids playing again, for that matter. I love it. Okay, so student athletes, hey, today's your day. It's also Bookmobile Day. I remember in elementary, the Bookmobile in the summer going through our neighborhood. I never went inside because I was usually on my bike or playing with my brother. But, you know, Bookmobile, it was fun. Readers are leaders, right? And then it's also National Walking Day. So a day to wear comfy clothes, maybe call up a friend, stretch out those muscles, get some water in ya, and pump those arms on a good old walk, maybe through one of the incredible pathways that are in our neck of the woods. And also, don't forget to have good posture. I know you want to look at the ground. I know you do. You might see a little baby frog or something, but keep that posture up because that will actually be really good for you when it comes to your overall health. So you don't need a treadmill, but if that's where you are comfortable, you don't want to go into the forest or down a trail, treadmill is just as good, as it is the cardiovascular workout that we all need. It's also a social event too. You can walk with friends, have a great chat. So today is a day all about walking. If you want to utilize social media, encourage your friends to go out and about and do some walking, you can use the hashtag National Walking Day and also search that just to see other people enjoying a good old walk. 30 minutes. That's all you need. Oh, and some comfy sneakers as well. And then you're good to go. But I'm curious, are you a walker? Do you enjoy it? Or would you rather leave it and maybe do something else like swimming or sitting on the couch or watching people walk, being the people watcher? So let me know. I'm curious. Holly Taylor here, and if you check out faithstrongtoday.com, we've got a lot of great resources for you there, some great articles to encourage you in your faith, because we dive into all kinds of things, life, culture, arts, you name it. So check that out at faithstrongtoday.com while you're there, direct links to our social media sites and a full list of all of the podcasts that we have that are part of the Faith Strong Today family, which would include us here at Good Company. Franklin McKay, Don't Forget Love on Good Company. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about walking as the Heart Associations, both in U.S. and in Canada, encouraging us to get out and walk. It is so good for your heart health. 30 minutes a day is all you need. Got a message here from Virginia. You can text in as well, 905-338-1250. She says she loves a good walk, especially in the spring. For her, it's always about counting the robins. So she likes to take the trails and see the wildlife. And it's always fun when a friend joins her. So Virginia, enjoy your walk today, and hopefully you see lots of birds and fun wildlife. It's fun when you see something different or out of the blue. So Virginia doing her walk. What about you? Got a message here. This is from Dean, and Dean says that he loves going for walks with his wife in the evening. It's actually a tradition that they started a couple years ago, and it has stuck. What a good time. It's after, you know, you eat some food, so you get the digestion thing happening, and you get to spend time with your loved one. Exercise, love, man, that is a recipe for success, in my opinion. So today, National Walking Day, a day to encourage people to get out and walk. Great for your heart, great for your health, and great for your family, especially if you can make it into some kind of fun family adventure, as looks like Laura does. They go on scavenger hunts. It involves walking and occupies the kids, gets them outside. Yeah, I'll be writing that down on my bucket list for the summer. Things to do with the kids during summer holidays. If you've missed an episode of Good Company, you can always check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for Good Company with Holly Taylor. Also, we are on demand when you use the My Joy Radio app. It's good for Google and Apple devices. Just download the app and you are good to go. It's easy breezy. All right. I want to talk about the breeze blowing through your hair when you are in a very small car. In fact, the world's smallest car. Alex is a car enthusiast and he drives around in a tiny motor because he's British, so it's a motor. I cannot even believe this. 9 pounds. Sorry, £7, $9 to fill up his little car. It can squeeze into the tightest of situations. It is so little. How little is it? Well, his car is just 134 centimeters long, 98 centimeters wide, and 100 centimeters high. And it is a 1.3 gallon or a 5 liter gas tank. That's why it's so affordable to fill up. But Alex is 5'11". I love it. So he squeezes into his little car. I mean, he's 31. So yes, definitely doable. But in 10 years, 20 years, it's going to get really difficult to squeeze into that little car. But I love it. He said that he became obsessed with cars a while ago, watching Jeremy Clarkson drive one in Top Gear. And so he's like, I want one of these little cars. And so he's got one and he motors around in this little tiny car. It is so cute and so good on gas. In this day and age, maybe sign me up. I might be okay with that. I might be okay with it. I'm Holly Taylor, and I want you to check out the new episode of Why Me Project today. We have a chance to speak to one of our friends and colleagues in the industry, Mr. Dave Campbell. Now, he works out of Edmonton, and he is the voice of the Edmonton Elks. So he is very well versed in the CFL world, but also the world of broadcasting. He's got an incredible faith journey as well. So make sure you check out today's Why Me Project episode. Again, it's Dave Campbell, and it was just a lot of fun. Diving into his story a bit more. I mean, I remember him from when I first got into radio. This is many moons ago, and he was just such a warm-hearted individual. And then to hear more about his story, it's just all that much more inspiring. You just never know who God puts in your life, right? So check out the episode, download, subscribe, rate, review for Why Me Project. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts or at faithstrongtoday.com. I'm Holly Taylor, and often words of encouragement, verses, quotes can help us through rough times. And so I want to share this Arthur Golden quote with you today, and it's about adversity. He says, adversity is like a strong wind. It tears away from us all but the things that cannot be torn, so that we see ourselves as we really are. Some very deep words there, and it's true. In situations where there's adversity, sometimes we hold tightly to things that don't matter that much, and the adversity strips it away, and suddenly you are left with that tough just idea of who you are in situations or who you could be. It can be inspiring, but yet painful all at the same time. So adversity, one of those things that we often go through, we have to go through. I mean, I wish we could be the diamonds without the pressure, but it just doesn't work that way, does it? So if you're going through a rough situation, I just want to encourage you to take a look at it and to feel the grief and the pain and all of that, but then emerge stronger. Make those choices, deal with the emotions, and find those parts of that situation that you can learn and grow from. It takes maturity, it takes hard work, it's not easy, but my friends, you've got this. And maybe your adversity today is that it's Wednesday and you wish it was Friday, and that's okay too. We'll get there. We will get there together. All right, have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Good Company.